Street, Paul, the St. Paul Jr. Canadiens have named their captain for the 2022-23 season. On September 2, the Junior B Hockey Club introduced Curtis LeBant as the team's captain heading into the upcoming hockey season. Head coach Corey DeMoisic says most of the team already looks up to LeBant due to the captain's experience. LeBant played junior A hockey in Whitecourt, before returning home to play with the Canadiens. LeBant says that he is excited to be back out on the ice and to play in front of his hometown crowd and wear the C on his jersey. He adds there are also plenty of other leaders on the team. We have a lot of leaders on the team. We have 15 guys coming back, so a lot of leaders in the room, said LeBant, explaining that he feels confident having a team with so many veteran players. In addition, he says the team brought in a couple of big guys, which should benefit the team. The biggest goal is for us to win the league, says LeBant. The team is really excited, getting back out on the ice here on Friday for our camp, starting in Glendon. Several familiar names will return to the Canadiens roster this season. LeBant is confident heading into the season, saying the Canadiens will always put on a good show for all the fans. As of September 2, among the many returning players are Isaac Waters, Logan Higdon, and Lucas Martin from Bonnyville. Returning players from St. Paul include Bradley Mistel, Noah Bomber, Jacob Leroux, Liam Boyko, and of course LeBant. Other returning players also include William Camago, Slave Lake, Tegan Deansmore, Cold Lake, Louis David Fournier, Berthier Surmer, Quebec, Dylan Lindahl, Humboldt, Sask, Matthew MacDonald, Rosetown, Sask, and Ethan Campbell, Salmon Arm, British Columbia. The team also acquired Jaden Williams from the Cold Lake Ice for future considerations. Treston Moisey, Malag, is also coming back after playing for the Red Lake Miners in the 2021-22 season. Newly signed players include Jarrett Boulian, Bonnyville, who played for the Lakeland Panthers U18AA last season, and Tyler Broski, Medicine Hat, who previously played for Potomac Patriots. The team also acquired the playing rights of Kelton McCauley, Bonnyville, from the Sikkimis Eagles. For the upcoming season, DeMoisic says he is confident in the fact that the team's general manager, Dean Smill, has managed to build a solid team. It's now up to the coaching staff to put it together and get it done, said DeMoisic. You know, our community has been awesome supporting the team and coming to games, and I think we have one of the strongest fan bases in the whole league, he says. The fans' continued support of the team is so welcoming and exciting. The team's main fall camp was scheduled to take place in Glendon from Sept. 9-11.